Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Text for this morning is the Gospel reading from St. Mark, but particularly these words, "Daughter, your faith has healed." Today's Gospel, we have what appears to be two unrelated incidents. The healing of a woman who had been suffering from some bleeding disorder for 12 years, and the raising to life of a 12-year-old girl. The only connection may seem to be the mention of 12 years. But upon closer examination, it becomes clear that the two incidents are indeed integrally related on a whole other level. And to understand how, it is important that we be reminded of the status of women in Greco-Roman society at the time of Jesus. A female was identified by and gained her status from her relationship to a man. She was either the daughter of a certain man up until the marriageable age of 13, or she was the wife of a particular man. Outside these two relationships, a woman found it very difficult to find a place in society, unless she had somehow become a woman of considerable wealth. That's why widows had an especially difficult time in those days, and why the New Testament makes such a point of their care in the early church. How a woman became wealthy wasn't easy, because where did the inheritance go? It went to the boys, right? And so it was very difficult for a woman to find any kind of status or place within that society. So with those things in mind, let's reset the scene in today's gospel. Jairus, a man of some reputation, being one of the leaders of his local synagogue, therefore most likely honorable and respected, comes to Jesus pleading for the help and for the very life of his daughter. Time is of the essence. But as Jesus begins to make his way to Jairus' home, a woman touches Jesus' cloak in the belief that so doing will bring healing to her 12-year-old ailment. She had once been a woman of means. She had to be. No one went for her. She came on her own. She had spent all that she had on many physicians, Mark tells us. But her quest for a cure had exhausted all of her resources. In frantic pursuit of well-being, she has spent her days in waiting rooms, in emergency rooms. She's filled out those endless insurance forms. She's been poked at, tested, discussed, humiliated, lost her dignity, and still she suffers. She had no one to go for her on her behalf. She was, in fact, an outcast. Her illness, which involved a somewhat constant flow of blood, made her, according to Jewish law, ritually unclean. She was excluded, not only from the synagogue and religious life of the Jews, but from society as a whole. She was an untouchable. Plus, her touching of a man in public violated every social and religious moray of the day, and in this case, transferred her impurity to the man that she touched. Unlike Jairus' little girl, this woman had no advocate, no one to speak or to go for her. In desperation and in great faith, she made her way through the crowds, and in defiance of ritual law and social etiquette, she reached out to touch the cloak of Jesus. Immediately, Mark tells us, she was healed. And Jesus, too, realized that power had flowed out of him. And he wanted to know who it was that had such faith to claim a healing. And when Jesus learns the identity of the person who touched him, it is important that we note what he calls her. Daughter. Daughter, this nobody, this woman who had no identity, no status, who was an outcast and an untouchable, on this woman, Jesus bestows this honorable title, daughter. For this woman who daringly came alone, on her own, without benefit of someone who could speak for her, Jesus takes on the responsibility of an advocate. In the meantime, during the delay, Jairus' daughter has died. And having an advocate has done her no good, has been of no advantage. In fact, the one who had come in her behalf, the man of status and honor, has had to take a back seat to this nobody woman. But not to fear. Jesus will still go to her. And though she is dead, clearly beyond any human advocacy, Jesus calls on Jairus to emulate the woman who has caused the delay. Do not fear, only believe. And with that, Jesus goes to Jairus' home, restores the little girl to life, and with that, restores her to her family. As the woman with the severe bleeding was healed and restored to life in the community. Remember, her illness had ostracized her totally from public life. So Jairus' daughter was healed and restored to her community, her family. These two episodes are really one because together they show that no matter who we are, no matter what our status is by human standards, be we somebodies or nobodies, none of that matters. None of it matters because in the grand scheme of things, our worldly standards are irrelevant. Problems, tragedies, and injustices are no respecters of person. You know that from experience. We all experience these things. No matter who we are, it makes no difference. But no matter who we are, Jesus comes to serve as our advocate. Jesus has come to give us a status, an identity that restores us to life and fellowship with God and all his faithful people. Jesus allowed the woman to transfer all her impurity, all her uncleanness to him. And he defiled himself. Remember, contact with a corpse also rendered one ritually unclean. But he defiled himself by taking a little girl's hand and bringing her back to life. But this all happens to foreshadow the greater work that Jesus had come to do. For as he made his way to the cross, he allowed the world to transfer all its impurity, all its uncleanness, all its sin, him. And he defiled himself by not only touching the dead, but by giving himself over to death itself. And yet he rose from the dead, and because he did, he lives to be our advocate before the Father in heaven. As St. John wrote in his first epistle, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins. Whole world. What a comfort that is, because Jesus' actions in regard to these two situations is a lesson to us that earthly status, worldly success, human goodness, none of these mean a thing when it comes to personal contentment and peace with God. We're all in the same position. As Martin Luther remarked, before God, we are all beggars. Therefore, each of us needs an advocate, a representative, and Jesus lives on to represent us all. And only the healing touch of Jesus can restore wholeness and life. Only the death and resurrection of our Lord can change our status from outcasts, untouchables, and beggars to sons and daughters of God. To be a daughter in Israel, meant to be under the care and the protection of another. Jairus' daughter had that, but it wasn't enough. The woman, plagued by 12 years of disease, had no one at all to speak for her, and yet Jesus became her advocate and the little girl's advocate. And these two daughters, restored to lives, would forever be changed. Good news came to Israel that day, and the good news comes to us today. For Jesus is here in his word and in the sacrament, offering his advocacy, acknowledging us and accepting us, freeing us and healing us, forgiving us and giving us life. And baptized into his death and resurrection, we have been restored. Restored to the family of God, true children of God, his beloved daughters, and some of us sons. Amen. Peace to God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, the life everlasting.